Yesu yobazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus, children of God.
Muyisewa.
Where have you passed? I didn't expect you to be in numbers here like this. All along I've been home wondering, my brethren, where have they passed? As I arrived here,
I
began to see indeed you love the word of God.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus much.
It's
done me good. I remained for a moment back. Let us see whether the thirst of the word has grown in us. But indeed it has grown. God has done a work in us.
Let
us love and what is for his life. Before you moved early, when they told you go with jerrycans of blessed water. Come, there are handkerchiefs for blessings. There you forcibly moved there. But when they told you it's the word, because it wasn't even there enough, that one is going to preach us their things. I will not go.
Let's
go on the issue of water and rings, the rings, blessings and others. But we thank the Lord. He
has
put thirsty of his word in us, that does good to us, and indeed it's heading us to somewhere. For his word is living and it's active and working. All the rest will pass away, but the word will remain. Means if you get it, you will live for it's also to live. If you get the others which pass away only, you too will pass away with them. You get the word of God which never passes away, you too will live there with it. And the way it's working,
it gets
heavens and earth and things you desire in it. If you get it, it does things for you. Now we want even today, we want to move on with the word of God.
God,
I request to greet all your brethren and wish them the best, those God promised in his word. We thank him, the Lord, for the good morning. The morning food is passed in his servants. The morning food of the Spirit. Let me hope you've eaten well.
There's
been the good sauce. There's been milk.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have a little time
to
enter in the praise and the worship.
So
we want to get the word of wisdom.
Then
and then in our second service,
we
shall come back with our journey of heaven.
We started
the underwater and the underground. The bases of the devils.
And
what they do under the waters. Those we shall see in the next service. But let's get the word of wisdom. And it speaks of the one who is. That the one who is godly has ceased to be in the world. What can we do to restore them back?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The one who is godly. He ceased to be in the world. And what can we do to restore them back?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The one who is godly is when we are filled with the word of God and you move as the way God wants. But the moment you are in all over the entire world,
we
lacked the one who is godly and we want to fight to restore them back.
So
let's read of that word in like a 30 minutes and we study of this godly person.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Bible,
and Bible speaks with Micah chapter 7, starting from verse 2. It tells us this.
Micah 7
from verses 2.
Omwegendereza abuze munsi sote wali mulongofu mu bantu.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Omwegendereza
the godly person,
omuntu atya Katonda,
the person who fears God,
omuntu akolanga Katonda bwayagala,
the person who does as God wants,
abuze munsi,
is perished from the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Why do we speak of this word? Today when we go back to the church of God, the ministers, together with us the minister too,
we'd
like to get a godly person to be real people of God, who manifest the image of God, the goodness of God, the righteousness of God. And we want to be fighting through this new generation with the full knowledge of God, to restore godly man and the woman in the world.
The
person who depicts the true image of God. The truth of God and the righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's move on. We hear Micah 7 and the verse 2.
Omwegendereza abuze munsi sote wali mulongofu mbantu. Bonna batega okuyiwa omusaayi. Bayigga buli muntu muganda we n'ekitimba.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bwe tutuuse mu kanisa olwaleero,
reaching the church today,
olw'okubulawo obwegendereza,
for lacking godliness,
abasajja n'abakazi abasobola okulaga ekifaananyi kya Katonda,
the woman who can depict the image of God,
obulungi bwa Katonda,
the goodness of God,
obutuukirivu bwe,
the righteousness of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Indeed, each is hunting another with a net. And each wants to kill and to rope and traps of taking congregations of people. And you hear them in Uganda. Each hunts a brethren so madly. Another visits another. Another by fires back. Another waits for them. Today you two are finished. Each is hunting another, mostly in Uganda. Ministers have become a problem. Each one points in another badly. Each one loves people to be their places. Married people getting confusion.
And
have not just begun today. It began so long. God is taking long, say now. Let reveal things done in darkness, you see them. These people are not godly at all. They don't depict my true image. They don't show my righteousness.
In
my word, they hold it when they play within it. I remember past, it was last year, when we started the 5th faith of the call of the nation. Where we saw the signs fulfillment of the call of the nation and the coming back of Jesus. God told us, even the one you see righteous is like a thorn bush. And he thought he lied to us. Those who got so angered over us. But
it's
not past many months.
Don't
remember what God told us. Which month was that? And he promised us,
you
will expose three every after 3 months. From then, how many months passed? This time, can't one point in our brethren's
mind?
God create us be men and women who are godly, those who show the glory of God, the righteousness of God, and the goodness of God.
But
each is trapping and nets their brethren. And the other, see how he refused to be godly, and they sent him a woman. That's the net for him. The last to wrestle him down very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now in this time, brethren,
let's
move on with things like those.
Long
he have been taught by God.
All
as enlighten us in his word.
And
teach to us with high level of godliness. Wants to create people who depict his glory. Who show his righteousness. And the goodness of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus
much.
Now,
brethren have appeared like that, and they tell us in the verse 3, Micah 7 in the verse 3,
engalo zaabwe zikwata ku byobubi okunyinkira okubikola.
When
they begin to commit evils, they get so honest in doing it.
They
say, I will not go backwards, I've gone ahead. Enters homosexuality, goes deep in it. Enters in hating women, and he does it more. And they enter in abusing each other, and they abuse each other. And they teach a congregation not to
forgive.
They too grow like that. They honestly go into do that. Though they discover, though it seemeth wrong, the traps that have captured them, you move around like this. The person you have relied on trusting,
got
power from the man you hated before, and you fall on the oil. And the one you got power from of darkness, the one you first hated,
Ngayamugamba,
the one who tells him,
to
marry that woman, if you don't marry her, we take our power from you. There you fall on the problem. I told you some time back that you know to get angered over me when I tell you what's on both people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I've taken years in this city. Right from 2018 up to today, it's how many years?
But since God
moved me journey of heaven,
and he shook
everything upon the church,
I put there's
never been anyone near to that we were working together. The one you see as if he's right here, let me show you. That one is a thorn bush. He begins to show you everything. That one clothes the sheepskin. After you will see is a wolf. Right from all that long, I
failed
to have someone I connect with straight, because most of them moved to clothe sheep's skin. They have clothed the skin of Jesus.
Yet
the wall of Satan is inside there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now both things, when many times the Spirit tells us, and
he
sends me always to you,
you
get to be careful of them.
You look
with fearless carefulness.
Now,
God help you learn to be godly.
Never
rush in the things.
Not
everything you see that you run in it, and you think it's the rightful thing.
And
many things arise in the midst of the world,
and
appear to seem the fear of God.
Yet,
not real fear of God. People have a sheep skin, or the body of Jesus. They have clothes.
Inside,
Satan rooted in their hearts. God say even hearts of these people, they are very far from him. Let's finish this verse. Micah 7 and the verse 3.
Omulangira asaba.
The princes are always begging. These we started last time. So a prince traveling, begging all over the world. In the same season we are in. Two brethren, they fight each other. The priest move on begging. Did you see them? The priest of the bleak. He moved on begging around. Yet the one who would have left his people is begging from them. But now you've got nangad over me still. Spoken of your priests in the word of God.
Yet
the word God spoke long that the priest begs. Me, I do what over it. These men are not godly.
Those
helped others, they are rather begging from them. Begging till you build a pentagon.
Everything
he registers in his names. Now, where are the godly? People can depict the image of God. The glory of God, the righteousness of God, and the goodness of God.
But
when you get to the church, the princes of God are begging also. They are begging so much. They beg from the pork. They will eat in the supper.
And
they tell you, build a house for Jesus. You bring money. 700 billion. To get to the Bible, Jesus doesn't live in temples built with hands. But not look and know of those things. But they just speak. Brethren, many times,
I
accepted one thing.
It
will be still the word of God.
If they
not want it, I will speak it. You know, many of you,
what
do you have this place in your ears?
Bible speaks
that your ears are itching you to hear deception. Accept itching of your ears to hear lies. Now that is allergy on you. Is on your ears. Itching you to hear. What we need to do?
May
the word of God get healed of allergy, itching to hear lies.
And
want to hear the truth. You know, physically, allergy itching you in the ears. When you put your finger in, you don't feel comfortable. Try to relieve yourself. Lies release in a little time.
Scratch
allergy, think it will be healed. In a little time, it's come back. This godly man, man or woman who shows the glory of God, the goodness of God, the righteousness of God, the truth of God, where is that person? If the world like that,
have
to seek where God makes us godly. When he asks, where is he? Come out
and
say, God, we here make us what you want.
Make
people bring your glory in the world.
Make
people bring light of knowledge of you. Who bring the righteousness of you in the
peace.
Who bring the truth. After the prince is begged,
he
moves asking his break. I don't know whether he moved begging. He was asking for what? Why didn't you make bricks and take for him?
You,
do you alight much? Someone passes asking for a brick. You give them money.
Mutegeka.
You order bricks for yourselves. When
it
comes, you say pack them on the car. Micah 7, the verse 3.
Omulamuzi ayagala okuweebwa empeera.
Nguzi,
a bribe is not a reward.
It is how.
You correct that.
Omulamuzi,
the judge.
Aya enguzi yebanange chetuliko wano.
What we are on here. This nation God called it, but we are bad law. Satan is so much on us.
I
have to ashamed Uganda.
Want
to hurt me when I've done it something.
For
it knows of it well.
There is
something in Uganda. What can I do? I mess up all the pastors. They abuse and make a scorn of Uganda.
And
priests
move
begging in the entire world. The judges. My goodness, the judges. Cases are piled 20 years back. All the money, they have eaten it. This is the nation of God.
And
we swore for God. We shall stand for our country according to Uganda motto. That is an agreement, covenant.
We started
the covenant of God with the nation Uganda. As it was with Israel. You will find that there. We are a nation of God, but we've lost. People depict the glory of God, those godly. A judge wants a bribe. Give them a bribe, they don't work on you. Bribe them for 30 million. Another gives them 100 million.
To
you, they put your case aside. Don't you think they have failed to carry out judgment in cases in the court?
The other
puts them aside and say, I want money after I will judge these cases.
Judges
around cannot handle cases prevailing.
And
issues they are taking years. They can move you on your land. You are
on issue
of land 10 years, 15. Look at these judges today. You are thieves, all of you.
That you are judges.
But no, there is a chief judge who is God. He will judge you anytime.
That's
judges will die badly. They cut off their heads. They give them poison. They do the many things. After you travel the people. Read Isaiah 14. Right from 9 to
10.
Judges and all rulers, they are all in hell, most of them. Even you lawyers are thieves.
Lawyers
and is pleading for your case. But he is eating your money. Even what will not even win. And they forget there is a chief lawyer. Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus.
He's
the one who pleads for us. After we'll handle them. The Romans 8.
Is it 26 to down?
Now lawyers understand it. That there is a chief lawyer.
After
you plead things of not handling justice. The problem is here. All the world is like that. The one godly. Person show the glory of God. The righteousness of God. The truth of the word of God. The world ceases to perish out of it. Even that you see the one there, I tell you, it calls you. Micah 7:3.
The
ruler,
the great man.
The great man. Have you seen him?
Great man.
The great man of the church
in
this moment in Uganda.
He
can speak every evil he wants from his heart. Come, I show you a woman. You wives, come with them, see their co-wives. You wonder. He uses the greatness
in
the congregation of people and the fame,
and
they speak what they want. After the claim of the
Lord,
though he will pick him, he goes to heaven. You get to be careful. Carefulness is to show the glory of God, show the rightness of God, and the truth of God, and the goodness of God. Don't come out, do you what you want.
Isaiah 58:13.
Don't speak you what you want. Don't seek for what you want.
You
begin to test on the godliness.
Hear
what you want is what you speak. Don't mind the word of God tells you what.
No, you cease
to have godliness. No more can show the godliness in you.
And
godliness is what we say is of God.
Micah 7:3.
They join up together and they speak things not right, and they are even supporters. They wave it, raise their hands.
You
move on.
You
go rich in the congregation of that place. Bring the new wife.
No, please.
We want the old one. English has used the word.
So they wave it together.
But you more wagira mune, waving like that. It's working. Luganda is lacked something.
Yet
I speak Luganda. Have you understood Luganda? Me, I have an English Bible.
Yes, ma'am.
It's what I read.
But
I preach in Luganda.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much. Now, supporters of sin. Out there waving.
Other
spoken something. Not holding godliness. There is no meaning in a ring. You throw them out. And they throw them off. He best to speak something. Just a little time he made them demean the ring. Something he pursued and he chased another from home.
That
the ring of home is beaten off. He's tired. And
there's
way be supporting. And he threw off the rings. As he came back. I tell you what, I'm not abusing every person. I try to show you the person showing the godliness, the godly person.
They
want to show the glory of God, the righteousness of God, the truth of God, the goodness of God. Indeed, he is failed to spot it.
Then
they want to try to trust. In the next verse, they tell us this. Micah 7:4.
Oyasinga kwabo bulungi afana nangu omwera manyo.
Nti gwegoba dola banga yi.
What you saw?
Kale ko yabulira.
Okay, he seems to be the one preaching at least.
Gwegoba doga ndi.
The one you say that one is the best.
Nga yi mwera manyo yavudeyo na atunge mitima jabantu.
Came out pierced people's hearts.
Omwera manyo gumanyo.
You know a thorn bush?
Umuti ogubira ka magwa.
It tree with very many thorns. And it cannot climb a thorn bush. And if you see him, you cannot climb him at all.
You
climb him at least, he abuses you public. You fool, leave me alone.
He's
another pastor. Now, church, what are you doing? When they tell you the best among them, it's like a thorn bush. They say you cannot be climbed.
That's
another correct sin. You, sir,
will
leave your woman. Go away, you are a homosexual, you correct who?
You
don't just climb him. Yeah, those who are trying to correct him. Fellow pastor, don't think, do things like that. Go away. Homosexual, have you seen me a homosexual to marry my wife? Church. Things Satan is up to something. He's putting that on a nation, Uganda. It knows well something is coming out. Yet still, God's never been lagged behind. God is
going
to come out like that. Restore spirits of his people there in his hands. Those Satan scatters them. But perhaps he helped us much. For he's the one. And the Lord said now, what you support, you've not understood it. Let me show you. You know, Focus of God Television is coming. God has to make ways for it to make through.
We're not
happy because the other is like that.
That
he had clothed the sheep skin. And many are like that. Person begins
to reject
someone who is the wife not putting on the registrars. Now you, the congregation.
These
are ours. You have given them to us. Now, as another speaks about him, you go back to your wife. Go away, you old man. You stole the land of the orphans. And the other fires back. Satan to what he is doing. Now he thinks
that
now painted dirt on this nation.
No.
Jesus was being crucified. Satan knew. I've escaped him.
Hear
what's spoken in Isaiah 53.
Bagamba.
They say, taken from the land of the living.
The
faithful son in his genealogy will speak of it. through the shame on the cross, Satan forgot one thing. That is the one they were publicly exposing. Now if we go, the things he does to pass, they are shaming Satan himself. The one who made them do those things. We shall come behind to try to come through. Use those people. And he said, that is the truth.
You know, we are
going to speak it and they will say, even the other is on the truth. Now the penalty is this. Satan is focused on the goal.
Yet,
behind it is gold, no goalkeeper. Yet in our goal there is a keeper. There is the Holy Spirit.
Satan
is the problem. He's on a penalty targeting us. In his goal is no keeper.
Now,
there is somebody that doesn't see the spirit in our goal.
He's
beating
the spirit
to get them back and rebound to the goal of Satan.
Amen.
Satan on a penalty.
But
the problem is goal is no keeper. He's trying to play
it.
I'm going to score. He's kicking the Holy Spirit, goes the ball, dribbles through his goal.
This
is where the end of it all is.
He's
shaming us, the church.
Uganda.
He's shaming Uganda. Yet they're going to get the ball. The Holy Spirit will get the ball. And
he'll
turn it to his goal. He will fire through the goal
and
he says it's finished here.
When we're
kicking a penalty,
all of
you don't mind.
Even
the keeper is out of the goal. They look to this goal going to be scored. Yet the keeper is a professional. When he gets the ball, he kicks to the other goal to score it.
Want
to go back to the goal.
You know, they
on the cross, they looked at that.
We crucified him,
shamed him.
As they
deal they have used into the world. When he rose up from there, that they didn't expect. The goal was scored onto Satan.
So,
now the way Satan sees things now, it's upside down. I don't want to see as him.
But
perhaps the nation has been painted enough dark.
We
have no way to pass the call of the nation. That is wrong. The call of the nation right there is where it's going to pass through. Right point to gain the favor.
Amen.
Full knowledge.
Full knowledge
of God. Right here is where it gains favor.
In
the midst of the cross, there are us who see him and we say, oh my Lord, when you reach your kingdom, you remember us. But they are fools.
On
the cross they say, first get off yourself the cross.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
moment Uganda we are in it, and the godly
perish,
as godly prepares on the ground. He's preparing us.
Message
of the holy marriage,
family and
the holy family, bringing the holy church. As if he show what is not easy.
And
want to proclaim openly. So far finish to judge
the choir.
We come into the congregation.
Amen.
Each one you have to report your issues.
We're
going to get 24 judges.
You're
going to report that your married spouse. what they do not right in the holy marriage. Someone say
apostles.
Others, we are not with them here. Report them and advise you how you will handle them.
We accept
that Corinthian saying, among you are there not
those
who is known to judge your issues, instead of taking them in the courts of the world,
except
when the others have failed and they have refused the church sessions, then we send them in the world. Some of you felt bad, but when we handled the choir,
I'm single.
I'm not involved.
In few days,
shall tell you we have begun.
Choir,
they report themselves. Some cried tears, but they got healed.
Every
injection has a pain.
And
sometimes medicine is bitter. They have mostly accused me. And you do your funny things. They are going to report you. They report you and like this.
When
find you are broken the house.
We
choose a case of breaking the house,
that you
have tried to steal all things in the house.
They
find you break a house. They accuse you only breaking a house.
They
even break. Imagine you have stolen all things of the house.
That's
what was next from breaking the house.
To
put the holy marriage,
family,
the holy family,
you
have no holy church. I think you saw it.
But why did some moment go to assemble family?
Last heading on the family.
Why
marriage is worthy to be there?
And
we were told
we tend
to get the holy marriage, to get the holy family, to get the holy church.
That's
left out in all churches in the world. They waited us gathering here.
And
many preach us what they want.
If
we go back home and we wreak havoc on ourselves.
When
we come here, we humble ourselves.
Be with
your spouse seated with there.
Yet
you
have
confusions here, no one sees you.
In
the image of clothes,
the one
on the forehead, they got confusion with the spouse. You look at them.
Though they
had a confusion home, that they abused with a heavy word home,
all come before
God pretending.
But
the one who spoke words,
the
one who said the other, they are useless. They say God created them in vain. What they find they speak for, they are not godly.
That's
what through our brethren, coming from home, the marriage,
the
church, all of it moves like that. They leave you there.
They come to
fellowship, they gather money, and they preach what pleases us in that moment.
They
don't know what you are into home.
They
don't know whether how you enter
marriage,
or how you live to make a holy family. How
will
you make a holy church?
Don't
know holy marriage.
Don't
know holy family how it's made.
Timothy
3, he said,
you
can't rule your family affairs. How can you handle the church of God?
Can't
family through marriage.
If
marriage wasn't ordered well,
ngo yingira obufumbo
nebakulaga
obutukuvu bwabo buyimiridde
butya holiness how it stands
okukola family entukuvu
make a holy family
kanisa entukuvu inoga
the holy church has to fail
kubanga bano be bantu betubera nabe sawe entono
people we are with it in a few times
esawe zisinga babera makaga
most of the hours they are in their homes
sibwe guli
is it not that
tubera makaga feyo tutambula ebintu binje ebiri mukubeyo
things are on the way
fetubafuna kakasira katono
get you a little time
sakasira katubafuna ko tubatwino bategeka bwo munabe
you have to prepare your heart biro
biri ebiye ebiye bali eri
the times of your life outside
kubanga wanu stand taso akukemanti
said that cannot tempt you commit adultery
wanu kakati abagama
kokale it tells you
olire bigambe
you hear those words
bali nje
I've waited for you What will you tell you commit adultery here with who?
When I got mumbere
batukumu. He say you be holy. I wait for you.
Si mwe batategese.
Is not you not prepared?
Nteze nkwe.
I've trapped my you traps.
Era mutulane sawa zizo.
Sit here a few hours.
Kubanga wano sawa nyinyi zitwara ku Sunday.
I was Sunday.
Kuba sawa sinya
4 hours.
And you
go be out there.
You move
when you walk your home.
Satan
gets you there. And what they did prepare you here, I have you. And
you
wait for the children.
You
put them in the Sunday school, you've not trained them home.
And they're
in the school, they learn things.
Yachi manyi mumutura mukungana kwa katonda.
You sit there in the congregation of God.
Wetumara
after.
Balinze.
I wait you.
Kagari nafe twagala okubategeka.
We want to prepare you.
You
know how you'll handle him.
Ngamulive gende desa
dala. And you're godly enough.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So twagala.
Now we want
And
you want to handle your marriages.
You
want to handle your families.
Then
we move on to the Holy Church and create it. The godly to appear in the world.
How
you fail to handle your very own self. You fail to handle your brethren, the one they gave you to marry.
For
the one marriage, you have to handle yourself as a church. All those we started
there.
Some message people you they say for what?
That's
holy marriage and the holy family. You leave us.
Even this
family, I'm tired of them.
They are what
have troubled most of the church. Do you know that? Micah 7, the verse 4.
Oyo kwaba singo bulungi afana nango mwera manyo. Omulongo kwabo asingo bubi olukomero lwa magwa.
The one
you say is upright.
Wow.
My God.
You know
a fence with that grass which itches?
And when
you climb it like this,
come
out with itchings, you'll be
surprised. One
they said this person is godly and upright.
When
they can sodomize you, you'll be surprised. They say that man he doesn't quarrel with his other colleagues.
The one they
say is seeming upright.
When you fail the caterpillars, that's the Holy Ghost.
I think you've understood. He too is the bitter one.
But
that exactly tells you.
When you feel the caterpillars,
every sign they itch. Yes. Now you separate him with that scripture. But he's very, he seems upright like
you
that.
You know, Jesus told me.
Manyi, yes, yangamba.
When I was in America.
When I was in America.
That I should begin miracle center.
Genda utandike miracle center.
But nenga katonda asoka mugamba
bidakakati. God first told him something different.
Ani miracle center.
Who is miracle center even? We don't know. Caterpillars eat you. That is the Holy Ghost.
But
the one you see like
Aringa
upright. He seemeth upright. He's like a hedge with thorns on it. He itches. That's what comes out of him. Micah 7, the verse 4.
Olunako lwaba kumibo, lweruo kulabi wako, lutuse. Kakano we wanaba, okwela likida kwawe. Olunyolo kutano, temwesi ganga wa mkwano. Temulowozanga mukulembeze nga mwesigwa. Kuma enzigi za kamwa ko eriyoyo ayaga agalamira mu kifuba kyo.
Andi abagalamira mu kifuba yaba batabudde.
Those who lie in the bosom of their probably their heads.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So aboluganda.
Now brethren.
Prozinyo kubwegendereza.
Let's think much of godliness.
Omanyi yali ayigiriza mukama yali ayigiriza
You know, God was teaching the judge Joshua.
He
told him this is how godliness appears. According to Joshua chapter 1. Let me summarize because of time. If you learn to be godly, you have to move like this. These words. Do not depart from them.
Shouldn't
depart from the word of God. And you have to think.
The
thing I'm going to do. Scriptures, how do they explain of them?
And
you don't do what you want.
Joshua esule soka olinyolomnana.
Katuve uromokag.
Joshua sule soka onyolomkaga.
Joshua chapter 1 from verse 6.
Damu amanyi, gumo omoyo, kubanga gwoli basikiza abantu bano enseno, jenalaira bajjajja bammwe okujibawa. Olw'omusanvu, naye mala okuddamu amanyi n'okuguma ennyo omwoyo, okwekumanga okukola ng'amateeka gonna bwe gali. Musa omuweereza wange ge yakulagira, tokyamanga okugaleka ku mukono ogwa ddyo. Ne wakubadde ogwa kono olyoko wewe ng'omukisa buli gy'ono genda nga yonna.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Omuweereza Yosua nga ayingira mu ministry.
Servant Joshua as he came into ministry.
Adam kifo kya Nabi Musa.
He comes to the place of Prophet Moses.
Mukama yamugamba soko demu amanyi roko
God told him first get strengthened and courageous.
Era ebigambo bino ebyomu kitabu.
In his words of the book.
Ekyamateeka.
Of the laws.
Tobivangamu.
Do not depart from them.
Okutambulira eri ku mukono ogwa ddyo bakugwa kono.
On the right or the left hand.
Wabula sigala nga mbyoli okobera
omwegendereza. Bind them and you will be godly.
Owangulenga buli gy'ono araganga.
Overcome wherever you will go.
Joshua sule soka onyolomunana.
Joshua 1 verse 8.
Ekitabo kino ekyamateeka tekivenga mukamwako. Nayo nokirowoolezangamu emisana n'ekiro.
Okusooka ekitabo kino Bible.
First the book the Bible.
Nekirina kuva mukamwako mbyoyogera.
Don't depart from your mouth in what you speak.
Kyolina okwogereramu.
What you speak through it.
Olina okirowoolezangamu emisana n'ekiro.
Think within it, meditate it through day and night.
Kubanga singa olowooleza mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Speak through the word of God.
Then you ojja kwewala ensobi.
Then you will avoid mistakes.
Kubanga buli kyona abogenda okukola.
Everything you'll be doing.
Buli kyona abolowoozaako okukola.
Think of to do.
Oja kunonyereza ebyawandikibwa ekigezaako kiraga.
Scriptures trying to show how it's meant to be done.
Era bwe kikubulako amagezi.
And if you lack wisdom,
ogenda ofuneyo mukama w'ateesiza ebigambo.
Get where God counsels His words.
Oba aboluga abiri basatu.
For three or four brethren.
Oba wetukunganira ng'ekkanisa.
Where we gather as church.
Obuze omusana gw'ekyo ky'oyagala okukola.
Light of what you want to do.
Yes.
The only way you can become godly
is to
show the glory of God, the righteousness of God, the truth of God, and the goodness of God. It doesn't come out of your mouth. What you're going to be speaking, scriptures support what you speak.
Every time
you want to be thinking, you meditate.
No, God
speaks whatever what I'm to do. If it's right, woman of this man, done all evil things on me. I have the witness of two or three.
Bible
first tells me
no
issue to be established except there is a witness of two or three.
Get
first witness that man, that woman, she has a sharp mouth, she abuses, she does not write. You record her or him. If possible, capture a video. Take out your friends on the side, they're not aware. You pray on them a little.
All
others hear how they release that mouth. Give you wisdom in the words. Someone messes you up.
I
have no way to record them.
Make
a party somewhere. All responsible people, they be on the side.
Speak of issues
they've done, and they release the mouth.
You speak
in the Bible,
you
have witness over this issue of the two or three. If I've gotten it,
it
tells me how the Bible, it tells me
if the
brother does
mistake,
call another, speak with them. If they refuse, bring a third. If they refuse, bring them in the general church, speak it out. If they refuse, take them as Gentiles. The Bible no more governs them.
Person,
according how you see,
this
witness we spoke with first,
this
is the second witness, brought them to the church, you.
If
don't want to align themselves, man,
I've
left him. According to
this, they
going from God.
Two
forms of adultery:
the
adultery of strength from the Lord, and the physical adultery, which can separate the married.
But after
we teach it, they refuse.
Tell
church, now you've seen.
Karono, ganti, mama
you
mwe,
say this, your mother,
alimaganye.
They have failed.
So tulina, mama
we began to look for another mother.
Nera, baru.
See how it just comes out.
Mama.
She has a mother.
Ya
he built her, and things are spreading. Is you a godly person there?
Or what to wear,
the word of God. Then
is
the woman
evil things, or the other man.
I prove you is the one with the case.
There's
no way it tells you that your mother has not been a good person. She's done this to me these years. Where is the witness of
it?
Wow, what would you have handled about it?
Was
it good for you to just move out and get someone just like that?
So
I try to bring you understand.
We are
told here every day, God wants to create people who show his presence here.
Amen.
Who show the godliness. who show his glory, his righteousness, and his truth, together with his goodness. But you can't do that. Except anytime you speak, you first ask yourself, if they ask me scriptures, I have them. And I've not twisted them. Not subtracted and added in it. If you subtract, we bring scripture by scripture. And it captures you. If you twist it,
and
bring the measuring line of it. Which is in Isaiah 34:16 and 17. He allotted to them the measuring line. Now he twisted them to go beyond their line.
Many
times, whatever we try to do, we study it. We stop people to give testimonies.
Others
got angered, they say.
Also
intervenes in our dreams and visions.
That becomes
the fire of God as he gave us dreams.
If
I was speaking to you dreams in the
church
of heavens, I would have spoken
dreams.
Azota, how many times?
Nayagamba, I don't say Miroto, you get a
dreaming dream.
Big dream.
Now, you see the word of God, speak the words. If I was to take the John of heaven,
move to
the Bible for 7 years. From 2005-2011. In the series of the visions,
now
I handle one, speak one by one.
Series
of the dreams.
Series
of the trance.
Series
of the azota.
Series
of the urim.
Series
of the thamim.
I
come speak how many thamims they were.
Thamim,
we thamim, and we studied this. The
John
of heaven moved always.
Those
who heard of John is appearing
live.
They thought I would speak stories.
And as
we are on the highlands, and I checked out with the body, and we passed in the ocean.
No,
I didn't come to speak stories.
As
Jeremiah 23,
if God
vision, you see the word of God, speak it with faithfulness.
If you see dreams,
speak your dreams to those who want them. Here we want the word. You were in the vision, you saw what word there. In the dream, you saw what word. Even the devil's called dreams,
and they
bring their visions to pervert. Let's finish here.
Joshua esule soko nyorom nana.
Joshua chapter 1 verse 8.
Ekitabo kino ekyamateeka tekivenga mukamwa ako nayo nochirowolezangamu emisana nechiro olyoke wekume ngo kukola ngabyo nabwe biri ebiwandikiddwamu.
Have you heard what happens?
If
your mouth you speak through it, you think in it day and night. There you can watch over yourself. And you can do all as God wants them.
Joshua chapter 1 verse
8.
Kubanga bw'otyo bonotereza bw'otyo kubo lyo.
If you'll do like that,
then perverted
ways you can see them, and I am not going on that side. That's wrong.
We
give up on it, do this and that. Read the Bible, say in the Colossians, do not speak beyond scriptures.
In
these words, shouldn't
depart from you.
You speak, but you speak. If they ask me scriptures over what I speak,
indeed,
will I give them in their rightfulness? Maybe I don't know them.
According
to the scriptures I know,
these
I speak following the Bible.
The
scriptures you know of,
you
give light over their colleagues, that you speak is not there.
This
scripture we say don't steal, Adultery, is it not close there? You already here. You have refused me to steal. That of adultery, is it worthy to be done?
So what was
how you can order your ways?
And
you get to be godly.
Person
who shows the godliness. Will show the glory of God, righteousness and the truth and the goodness of God. At least take time
to
sit in the counsel of God's words. According to Jeremiah 23, when you sit in the counsel of these words, analyze all of them,
and
then you always do the goodness of God. Let's read there, we hear. Jeremiah 23:18.
Kubanga ni aliatu dem kama wate seze bigambo. Avi ategere aulire chigambo che. Ani eali etegereza e chigambo change. Na chulira. Olunyole kuminomuenda. Laba chibuyaga wam kama che chiruiche. Afuru miwe wawu. Chibuyaga owamanyi. Aligwa kumutwe kwa babi.
Kakati uruvanywa rogano kutula mkama watu sisi
ibigamu. Because this seat in castle of God is
worth.
And to mark and analyze them.
Mubina atamburo
burunji. How they will move on well.
Agamanti ya batadeko chibuya gomunji.
Is put upon them a great wear of wind.
Ukulabi kanga abayogumia.
That he shaketh them. Even
though
Satan see as if he profits in it. God now we say he's profiting in it. The verse 22 as we finish.
Choir
as we prepare ourselves.
Jeremiah 23:22. Bandi bachusiza okuleke kubo lyabwe bi nobi obwebikolwa byabwe.
Kinesinga batula mkama watu
in the council of God's words.
Abiyetegereza bulungi ne tendera byabyo.
Analyze all of them.
Na buli kimwe kirino okutambula mu kanisa ya Katonda.
To move in the church of God.
Era wakati munsi.
In the midst of the world.
Abantu bangi bandi chusi.
Many people would have turned.
Okuleke ebikolwa yobi.
Leave their evil ways.
Na makubo gabwe amabi.
And their evil doings.
Naye olw'okuba nti abasajja bano n'abakazi bano.
Men and the women.
Abasinga kubote batula nko mukama watu sisa bigambo.
Never sat in the council of God's words.
Never
analyzed and marked them.
Don't
know this moves how ends where.
Don't know
how to end on speak and what they shouldn't speak.
Now,
themselves have not helped themselves to order their ways to the Lord.
Defend
the congregation,
the
church of God in the world.
Change
it for it's getting sunk more.
When we
do evil things as church,
strength
more in the people out
and
gives them authority to commit evil things. And they say, if the pastors do those, now what about us?
Speaking
of the pastor, they say,
Haji pastor.
Is a Haji pastor. And they sing him a song that is in two women now.
If
he used the godliness, he don't refuse. There are men and women who are troublesome to their spouse.
And they do
things not right, which harm the heart and the soul.
But as in
godly, you pass through levels and steps.
You
are careful at every step. Feel all steps Bible indicates you pass through them. To expose and leave that person.
Don't
come out to speak what you want in your heart.
It's better
to follow the ways you want.
Why
as you prepare? Let's end with this scripture. Psalms 15.
Choir,
you can stand and come.
Zaburi Psalms 15
from verse 1.
Mukama, Anatulanga mwema yoyani.
Ani agenda tula ya muwerezi.
Who will sit there to serve him?
Eraba ani abanabira mu nyumba ya Katonda.
Who are those to be in the household of God?
Okuwereza Katonda.
To serve God.
Mm-hmm.
Zaburi ya sura ya 15 olinyo lisoka.
Psalms 15 the verse 1.
Anabiranga ku lusozi lwa lutukuvu yani.
Olusozi lwa nyumba ya Mukama.
The mountain of the household of God.
Wabera yo kuyigiriza.
There is teaching there.
Era tugamba tunakulumuka kugenda ku lusozi lwa nyumba ya Mukama.
Blog God the mountain of the household of God.
Kuyigirizwe Katonda.
To be taught by God.
Ani anajayo na atuleyo na abirayo.
Come be sitting there to be there.
Kujja konga mwegendereza.
Except when he's godly.
Galimu obwa Katonda muye.
Holds the godliness in him.
Mhm.
Zaburi ya sura ya 15 linyolo kubiri.
Psalms 15 verse 2.
Oyatambulira mu bugolokofu.
Olino kubanga otambulira mu butuukirivu.
You must move in uprightness.
Obutuukirivu obo bugolokofu.
Uprightness or righteousness.
Uva mu kukiriza.
Coming from believing.
No kukiriza okuva mu kulya no kuyekigambo kya
Katonda. Come from hearing the word of God.
Zaburi ya sura ya 15 linyolo kubiri.
Psalms 15 the verse 2.
Erayogera ebyamazima mu mutima gwe.
Osoka kwogera mazima mu mutima gwe munda.
Speak truth inside your heart.
Si ngatona bagafulumye eri aba.
Before you release it to people.
Obo galuwoleza.
You think within it.
Emisana nechiru.
Day and night.
Osoka kwogera mu mutima gwe.
No maroke
kenenya no gakakasa.
Lies prove it.
Nga mazima.
And it is true.
Oli okwogera eri abalala.
Speak it to others.
Mhm.
Zaburi ya sura ya 15 onyolo
kusaka. Psalms 15 the verse 3.
Atawayiriza n'olulimirwe.
Olulimirwe olina okubanga teruwayiriza.
Your tongue should not be backbiting.
Sikumala gogera yogera.
Not just speaking.
Byotanafuna kubuka
kafu. Not gotten
proof.
Most in the words.
Mm-hmm.
Zaburi ya sura ya 15 onyolo kusaka.
Psalms 15 the verse 3.
So mukwano gwe tamukola bubi.
Mm.
So takiriza kibi kumuliranwa awe.
Naye kati bano balirwana bekanisa.
These neighbors of the church.
Barukole na barukole.
Born again and born again.
Boba bafuba kati kugunja bibi kubana
abwe. Try to invent evils on the others.
Okulanga bali at least bagwa mu buzibu.
As if others fall in problems.
Muchanga tujja wano.
If since we came here.
Tetusabira ngu kanisa yonanda
la bubi. Never prayed any other church evil prayers.
Abantu labanga tuze.
Those who saw us as we came.
Bone batandikisa razabwe.
They began their evil prayers.
All
those we say, Lord,
because
we have you on the mountain of your house.
Brethren,
you're not on them,
but we are
here to preach them truth, that in the
world.
If anyone has transgressed,
we
shall preach them their transgression after we've aligned ourselves. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Moving
with the next services.
Some
people showing the godliness, the carefulness,
be
able to show the glory of God, the righteousness of God, the truth of God, and the goodness of God. Move on to the next service,
in the worship and
praise the living God,
in
the name of Jesus.